Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, where weekends always start early. Each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time, we'd love to hear from you. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com or connect with us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. Well, in our next segment, it is time to hit the gridiron. We're going to talk about my Dallas Cowboys. They are 2-0, first in the NFC Eastern Division. A big week as the Cowboys acquired veteran quarterback Matt Cassel from the Buffalo Bills on Tuesday after Tony Romo placed on the injured reserve list. Time now to welcome in Dallas Cowboy great, one of our favorites, Captain Crash, Cliff Harris, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Cliff. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Thank you, Alyssa. It's always great to visit with you.
Well, it's good.
Enjoy it very much.
Thank you, and it's good to catch up and hear your voice. Of course, your Dallas Cowboys, they are 2-0 with wins against the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. And on Sunday, the Cowboys will face the Atlanta Falcons. We just wanted to have you on the show. We want to get your early impressions and what's your takeaway so far?
Well, I wish that you had spoken to me last week before Tony Romo was hurt and Dez. You know, I would have had a different impression than I do today. But I'm still optimistic, with the Cowboys. I think the defense. You know, it's one of those times that great teams step up and perform, and this creates a great opportunity for the defense, and they can. They need to really play well in these games that are coming up before Tony comes back or Dez is back and make a difference. Of course, you know, Brandon Whedon looked pretty good in the game at the end on the, you know, at the Philly game and won the game. And I'm encouraged by it, but was encouraged by his performance.
Dallas Cowboy great Cliff Harris with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. You mentioned Brandon Whedon, but your thoughts on the acquisition of Matt Cassel. I mean, do you think he is the best option? I mean, what comes to my mind, here's a veteran quarterback. He doesn't turn the ball over, so can he save the Cowboys season if he is called on?
Well, gosh, coming in and learning the Cowboys system, no matter how good of a quarterback you are, it will be a challenge. Learning a new system, new play calling, everything and all those things spinning in your mind with linebackers coming at you full speed on blitz and changing up and trying to disguise defenses. Matt Cassel's a good quarterback. This is going to be a challenge for any quarterback coming in.
You know, learning a new system, but he does have, talking about Matt Cassel, I mean, he's got that extensive experience in terms of game management. How long do you think it will take him, Cliff, to get that comfort level and to be able to acclimate within the system?
Boy, that's a great question, Alyssa. That'd be a real difficult thing to answer for me to answer. I don't know. I mean, I think that one of the things that they will do initially is fundamentals and start out with a basic program and then develop it. And I know because he does have the experience. I think he's 11 years, I think, or so, that that he'll have the ability to understand the fundamentals and they'll put in some basic plays and that'll help him until he gets really accustomed to it. I mean, I don't know. He's not going to certainly come in and take over this week and expect him to do the job that and reading and all the things that were going on like Tony Romo did.
The Dallas Cowboys certainly have been decimated with injuries early, talking about Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, and also there's some uncertainty, Cliff, in regards to Jason Witten about his availability on Sunday. I mean, he's got sprained ankles. That would be a huge loss if he is not able to go on Sunday. Just your thoughts on Jason Witten and what he means to the Cowboys.
Gosh, Witten is such a tough guy. You know, played with those broken ribs, and The sprained ankles of all things, and the sprained ankles of all things are something that I hate to use this old school terminology, which I am part of. But you know, you can tape your ankles, hurt ankles, and suck it up and go with it. And sprained ankles are not. And you, because I've done it many times myself, and depending on you're going to be slowed down. But Jason Witten, in the way that he is such a threat, and he's not a speed merchant. He's a guy that knows the weaknesses and goes to the weaknesses of the defense, where Antonio could see him and took advantage of those spots. He still can do that. Mm-hmm. I think if it's me and I were guessing, and if I were on the defensive team coming up against the Cowboys, I would guess that Witten would be playing, and I'm gonna be a little surprised. But I mean, and knowing that one thing, that if his ankles are hurt, then you know they're really hurt, you know, because he's a tough one. He's a tough guy.
Absolutely. Jason Witten, a special guy. Hey, we're talking to a special guy, Dallas Cowboy great Cliff Harris, hard-hitting safety, played in 5 Super Bowls for the Cowboys, selected to 6 Pro Bowls, and of course he is destined for the NFL Hall of Fame. And speaking of Hall of Fames, in April, he was inducted into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in Waco. That was pretty cool, Cliff. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, that was quite an honor. I was complete. I live in a different world than the NFL today. Obviously, I'm in the energy business, energy transfer, and and then when something, an award like this comes in out of the blue, what an honor it was to me, with all these greats, with the Bob Lillies and the Don Meredith.
Sure.
And the guys the big Texas heroes, and it was a great honor for me to go into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame.
Okay, sure. And since we are honoring you, I'd love for you to share with the listeners across the country. We talked about this last time you were on the program, about the Cliff Harris Award, the Small College Defensive Player of the Year. That's going to be coming up.
Yes, we have, this was a, The award goes out to Division II, Division III, and NAI Small College Defensive Player of the Year. There are 500 of these colleges, 5,500 players that we pick from, and we've got a great committee with Roger Staubach and Mel Renfro and Charlie Waters and Leroy Jordan and Drew Pearson, and I could go on and on about it, and we pick the guy that's the most deserving defensive player, and it is a very difficult choice. Pierre Desir, now playing with the Cleveland Browns, won the first award, and Darius Allen out of University of Colorado at Pueblo won the second Cliff Harris Award. And they are just great players with wonderful honors, and we're trying to bring more recognition to the small college players. That's the whole point of this, that don't get that front page headlines. But this is, hopefully it's going to be something that in the future is going to grow and bring more notoriety and fame to them.
That is outstanding. You're listening to the voice of Cliff Harris, Dallas Cowboy great, who's joining us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We are quickly running out of time, and we haven't had an opportunity to really dive in and talk about just the improvements that we have witnessed defensively with this Cowboys team. Obviously, Sean Lee, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Is this a top 5 unit in the league overall?
I think it's got a chance. I really do. One of the elements, and I've always liked Sean Lee and thought that he is an ignition point for the defense, and that's what that defense needs, and I hope that he can stay healthy. You know, I compare Sean Lee to Leroy Jordan. I mean, the great Leroy Jordan. I mean, Sean Lee's got a long way to go before, and many years to play, and many Super Bowls ahead of him, hopefully. But he is that type of a player that is Leroy was the catalyst on the defensive team that really got our teams to the Super Bowl, the first Super Bowls, and was the leader and not only the leader vocally to the team, but also physically. He was a great player. That's what I see in Sean Lee. He's a playmaker and a guy that is a leader on that team that can inspire that team to play at a higher level.
Captain Crash Cliff Harris has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Going from the sideline to the goal line, my final question for you is, Cliff Harris, can the Dallas Cowboys, can they win the NFC East?
I'm going to hope that they can.
Come on, be optimistic, Cliff.
I am an optimist. So I think that, you know, it's critical timing, but it's also going to be that the same kind of thing that I think about when we played in Super Bowl X and the year that we were a wild card team and played against Pittsburgh. We didn't win against Pittsburgh, but it was a great year for us. And this is one of those years that all of a sudden, you know, people may count you out and not expect you to go far. But, man, with things working right, with the defense playing, with Wheaton or whoever is in the quarterback position, and all of a sudden they come get back. And, Wheaton may lead the team all year. I mean, I don't know. I think it could be one of those years. It could be a real a fun year and exciting year. Then because they're going to do something that is unexpected, and that the team is going to have to step up and come around.
Yeah, absolutely. Such a pleasure to have with us tonight. Cliff Harris, Dallas Cowboy great, tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close, and I understand you're going to be at several of the Cowboys game. Will you be on some of the telecast up there in Dallas?
I will not be. I doubt that I'll be on the telecast. I'll probably be on. I may do some interviews before the game actually in the stadium, but I'll be roaming around the stadium, going into different boxes and meeting people. Looking forward to that.
Very good.
This year.
You bet. We look forward to our next conversation. Thank you so much, Cliff. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Much more straight ahead tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends start early. Join us at Twitter @eRadioSports. We will be right back with much, much more.